Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. The past several weeks we've been studying on the subject of the wilderness and the promised land and how it relates to our lives as Christians today. One of the areas that Moses instructed the children of Israel about was the subject of curses and blessings. And in Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28, we see an in-depth treatise that Moses gives to the children of Israel, talking about how certain curses would come upon them if they were disobedient to the word of God, and yet, on the other hand, how great blessing and very specific blessings would visit them if they were obedient to the word of God. As Christians today, we know that these spiritual principles of curses and blessings still are operating. And yet in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we are told that Christ has redeemed us, or Christ has purchased our freedom from the curse of the law, which would have come upon us any time we disobey God's word. And we all know that we have fallen short of God's perfect order, His perfect law, His perfect plan for our lives when we have sinned or become disobedient. And yet, because of Christ's suffering and death and resurrection, the sacrifice of His life, He paid the penalty for us by becoming a curse for us, as the scripture tells us. And thereby, we were redeemed from having to reap the consequences of sin, which the scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 27 and 28 would bring tremendous curse upon our lives in every area of our lives. And yet today we still see Christians, though they've been redeemed from the curse according to the word of God, still they seem to have some evidence of a curse working against them. The evidence, you could say, or symptoms that you might see in a person's life of a curse operating would be things like physical illnesses. Because we see in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 21 and 22, 27, 28, several of them, that there are specific curses, and these curses would manifest themselves in the area of physical illness, in the area of sickness, in the area of disease, of disability, all these various things. The other types of symptoms of a curse possibly working in a person's life is in the area of reproductive problems or barrenness or unfruitfulness. There seem to be more and more people who can't seem to have children. And we see that that's a curse that comes upon people according to verse 18 of Deuteronomy 28. Other areas where a curse may show itself or show the symptom of a curse operating in a life are in the areas of mental and emotional problems. Verses 28 and 34 talk about this type of symptom in a person's life that a curse is operating. In verse 28, it says, "The Lord will smite you with madness and with blindness and with bewilderment of heart." And it's the idea of emotional problems or mental problems. Family problems are also a curse that results, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, results from disobedience to the word of God. And it talks about your sons and daughters being taken captive. And you know, today we see a lot of people's children being taken captive into drugs, into pornography, into alcoholism. Those are captivities or bondages, and that is certainly a curse on a family. When you see people in bondage to alcohol and drugs, especially generation after generation, there's a curse operating when you see such a thing. And then financial lack is the fifth area where the curse will operate. It talks about lack in every area of your finances and in your possessions. And I mention all of these symptomology, you could say, of the curse to simply say that it's vital for us as Christians to understand how spiritual principles work and how the enemy of our soul would like to deceive or trick a Christian who should not have to reap any of these things because of the sacrificial work of Christ on the cross, and that work redeemed us from the curse of the law. And yet, if we are ignorant of what Christ has won for us by his death and resurrection, Satan can use our ignorance against us. Paul the apostle wrote, "We are not ignorant of his devices." And he was referring to the fact that he was not ignorant of how Satan would operate against a Christian. And he also warned when he said, "Do not let the devil get a foothold." And he was writing to the Christian church. Christians can't allow Satan to get a foothold if they are ignorant or if they are disobedient and unrepentant. So today I want to talk about pinpointing the source of a curse if perhaps one is operating in your life. God never intended for us as believers to be cursed in our life. God intended for us to walk in the blessing and the favor of God. The promised land is a type of the blessing of God and the victory of God in our individual lives. God wants us to walk into that promised land and defeat our enemies, not be defeated by our enemies. Moses, when he stood on the brink overlooking the promised land, he warned the children of Israel about the curses and the blessings. That's why I want to share some of these ideas with you today, because God wants you to walk into your promised land in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in every area of your life, in your career, in your spiritual life, in your ministry. And yet the enemy of your soul will work hard to see that if he can get a foothold, he will try to do so. And if he can, he will get that foothold and try to use your ignorance against yourself so that you end up reaping a curse that God never intended for you to have because of the goodness and the love and the grace of God displayed through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, we see specific areas that will bring a curse upon a person's life. In Deuteronomy chapter 27 and also in Exodus chapter 20, we see specific things noted. In Exodus 20, verses 1 to 5, we see these things that will bring a curse on a person's life. Number one was false gods or idol worship or occult involvement or images or things that are representations that relate to false religions, that those very things, which are representations of the kingdom of darkness and something that God stands opposed to completely, that having these things in your life or being involved in them or even having them as pieces of art objects in your house or hanging on your wall, that those things can be an open door to bring a curse on your life. The scripture tells us in Deuteronomy specifically that we are not to bring, that we're to abhor these types of objects and we're not to bring them into our houses. And yet today we'll see many people who ignorantly, even Christians, and I've seen even missionaries do this, where they will bring things from a foreign land that are considered art objects perhaps, and yet they're representations of the kingdom of darkness, or they're representations of the images or the idol worship that is pursued in that specific country. You don't want to do that because you can bring on yourself, according to the word of God, a curse that God has assigned to those sorts of things. God stands opposed to false gods, things that would turn people away from himself. God wants people to know about the one true God who loves them and made them and created them and has a purpose for them. But when we bring things into our very own houses, we can bring a curse upon ourselves. The scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 7, Verse 25 and 26, the graven images of their gods, referring to the foreign countries that they were entering, you are to burn with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, or you will be snared by it. For it's an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, and like it come under the ban, meaning that you'll bring the curse on yourself. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is something banned or cursed by God. So that's one way that a curse can be brought into your life. Secondly, we see that the effects of idolatry we find in the scriptures can be visited or felt down to third and fourth generations. If in your past generations, maybe not yourself or even your own parents, but perhaps generations prior to you and your parents, there were idol worshipers or people who worship false gods or were involved in the occult, those types of things can bring a curse down the generation so that you'll see a problem in generation after generation. Maybe there will be always be people who have illness or always be people who have an alcohol problem or always be people in the generations who die young or who end up tragically killed at a premature age. The effects of idolatry, according to the Word of God, or the effects of the curse that comes with idol worship are experienced down to the third and fourth generations. How do you deal with that? You repent of the idol worship, even if it isn't in your own life. Say, God, forgive me and forgive my family and any relatives of mine that ever worshiped idols or brought the images into their house. I repent, ask you to forgive us and cleanse us. And I ask you to break the curse that's been working against my family through that idol worship. That's all the time we have for today. We'll continue this study tomorrow on pinpointing the source of a curse. This is Rita Langland encouraging you.
There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around.
Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.